The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
In food news this morning, we never would have guessed that adding alcohol to seltzer would turn into a $1 trillion industry. So who says that can't happen with iced tea? The people at Arizona Iced Tea just rolled out a new hard Arizona. It mixes their green tea with vodka. The cans are 5% alcohol, and unlike the traditional cans of Arizona, they aren't 99 cents. The suggested price, $3.49. They're testing this in Canada right now. If it does well, you can expect it in the U.S. soon, too.
I thought they already had like a tea with tequila or something.
Yeah, there's
a mix.
Hard teas.
Yeah, because my mom would bring it over to the pool.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's hard okay. Teas. She liked it.
Tea. Mom shows up with hard teas. It's going to get crazy. Mom's got the hard teas.
Like mother, like daughter. You know? I mean, they're ready to party, okay? They're going to make a pool party sweet.
It's a hard tea.
Yeah.
She would. Yeah, what is that? What is that called? So it's just a hard tea?
I think so.
So
with tequila?
I don't know if I like green tea, but...
Yeah, this wasn't green.
That's Mike's makes it, right? Like Mike's hard tea or something.
Oh,
like
man, I don't know.
With tequila, though, too.
So there's that Arizona. Yeah. I drink it all the time. That like half and like the Arnold Palmer.
Yes, I
drink
I love that Arnold Palmer.
Great. Yeah.
And so... There is, if you add booze to that, isn't it like a John Daly or something like that?
Yes. If you add vodka to an Arnold Palmer, it becomes a John Daly.
Right. So I'm surprised that they don't sell something like that. But that's the same company, right? So it's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Because that to me
would
taste.
Arizona Iced Tea, does Arizona make, I thought that was his own line.
Arizona Iced Tea is the one that puts out those Arnold Palmer.
Isn't it an insult to call it a John Daly?
You can't call it John Daly.
You can't.
That's a joke.
That's like
defamation of character.
Order that at the bar type thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Not you can't go to the store and be like, "Can I get a case of the John Daly's, please?"
Yeah, no, you can't do that unless John Daly is fully behind it.
Right,
and he might.
If he makes money.
Yeah, and he might be, so.
Twisted tea, people are saying, at least. That's what it's called.
Twisted tea. Yeah, that's probably it.
Your mom's buying twisted tea? Yeah. That's crazy to me.
Hard iced tea with a twist.
She brings it, they bring it over to the pool.
I don't know, that doesn't
look familiar, but it is something else.
There's a few brands out there of hard teas and stuff.
There's a big jug of it. She'd bring it for the party.
I brought over a giant jug of hard
tea. I'm just going to have a few glasses.
Huge jug. She's got a keg of it.
She wanted to share.
And
she makes it?
No.
It's
she
just
buys
like pre-bought.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of these things. So. Will Smith talked to DJ Jazzy Jeff about his battle with the coronavirus. For Will Smith's new Snapchat series, Will From Home.
Oh.
It's one I'll pass on.
My God.
Yikes.
I guess Jazzy has had a hard time, though, with the old corona.
Oh. Yeah.
Poor Jazzy Jeff has not caught a break, right?
No.
Look him up once. He's doing all right, though.
He's doing much better than
we always think he's doing bad, and then
look him up, and he's always got like 10 million or something.
Yeah. Compare him to Will Smith. That's
right.
The problem.
That's the problem.
He's so rich.
It's like Dave versus... The guy who was on, James Marsden. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you look at it that way.
DJ Jazzy.
You're James Marsden's Jazzy Jeff. You're James Marsden's Jazzy Jeff.
You son of a bitch.
So, there's other people that are way worse. Like, think of another guy that you worked with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Think of another guy you worked with who's just on, opioids right now and living in small town Canada somewhere waiting to die.
Just with his opioids.
Come on.
Yes. No.
It's not the worst thing. Being
okay
Jazzy Jeff isn't the worst.
Yeah. I mean, you'd rather be Will Smith.
Of course.
Be Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah. You're his Jazzy Jeff.
That may have been my favorite interaction with a person I've ever seen. You're James Marsden's Jazzy Jeff. And then Dave's like, "You son of a bitch." You son of a bitch.
You can say it.
I never thought of myself as a Jazzy Jeff until that moment.
I never did either, but now it hit me like a ton of bricks.
It cut deep when he said it to him.
Ooh, yeah. You're his Jazzy Jeff.
All of a sudden, you're like the unsuccessful sidekick here, Jazzy Jeff.
No, Jazzy Jeff's doing okay. That's
he's still
it.
Successful. He's yeah. not as name
exactly.
recognized.
Exactly. You're right. just you're not on Westworld. Yeah. You're not in Disney movies. Mm. You weren't Cyclops. Mm.
But you still have a very successful radio career.
Exactly.
Jazzy Jeff still gets royalties from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and all those hit tracks like you saw my blinker bitch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Summertime.
All his hit tracks.
Yeah. All his hit tracks.
All his hit tracks.
And he's producing lesser known people you've never heard of.
Right.
And making money, so.
Former Journey singer Steve Perry celebrated a little cheer being spread amid the coronavirus pandemic after discovering that a hospital has been playing Journey's Don't Stop Believing every time a coronavirus patient is discharged.
Yeah, I think it's here, right? In Detroit.
This one is in New York.
Okay, there's one in Detroit doing it, too.
But here's a little taste of it. I don't know why it's not working.
There's no sound.
This one's from New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital. They made a video showing two people being wheeled toward the exit as staff cheered them on. I guess they started this tradition last week. Every patient discharged gets a little bit of Journey on their way out.
I just think of the patients that are in bed and they keep hearing that Journey.
Oh my God. Journey again.
And you're like,
if it's the last thing I hear before I die, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be super pissed.
Oh, great. Another one. More people are out of here. Pissed.
They're
still
all doing
here.
Good. I'm on a bunch of stuff.
And I have to hear Journey over and over again.
They only play the Don't Stop Believing part two. Yeah. It's annoying.
I know. Like, I should feel really great about people being released and, like, making it out. And that song makes me want to just, like...
Dude, if they were wheeling me out, I'd be like, this song's bumming me out. Can we
make something else?
Can I request something?
Every time over and over and over again. And you're just there.
Don't stop believing.
You're on a ventilator.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now.
Meanwhile, my heart is stopping in the other room.
It's like an unpopular opinion. People love Journey. They do.
We play it in Detroit at like the Red Wings games and everyone sings along to it. And I've hated it ever since then. Mm-hmm. Like I can't stand it. I just, cause it says South Detroit in it and which is technically Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Mm-hmm. So, they scream it and it drives me nuts. And I saw there was a doctor from Detroit that was on CNN and he played a clip of whatever hospital he was from around here doing the same thing a couple weeks ago.
Another hospital here plays Here Comes the Sun, someone said.
That's better.
I prefer that.
That's better.
I'll request that if not. Yeah. Hopefully I never am in that situation.
Yeah, let's hope, right? None of us have to request a coronavirus song.
That would be the one, I guess.
If I get it, I won't be requesting any songs. I'll be gone.
Oh, stop it.
No. Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
And Chuck never got my text, so I'll just get right to it here.
What are we doing?
It sucks to be old, but it's all right.
All right, here you go. Sometimes it's just that.
There you go.
It sucks to be old.
We're off to New Jersey now. You guys, one thing we're learning during this pandemic, old guys in Jersey are crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. They'll do anything. Yeah.
They seem to be the guys that are causing all the trouble.
Yep.
This 70-year-old Toms River, New Jersey man was arrested twice in less than 3 hours after violating the state's emergency orders during the coronavirus pandemic by entering separate Wawa stores without a mask and threatening to hit people with a pipe.
Well,
can't do that.
No.
Is that how he was before the pandemic?
Probably. Hitting people with pipes all the time.
Yeah, sure. That's how he shops.
Yeah.
Steven Brezza became belligerent when he walked into a Wawa store in Toms River, New Jersey, about 11 o'clock in the morning. He was ordered to cover his face. That did not sit well with him.
Mm.
He started screaming and cursing at people, then hit another customer with a pipe.
Did you even get that pipe?
Who carries a pipe? Who carries a pipe?
I have it in my pocket
Almost
always.
Every guy in New Jersey.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah.
So then they called the cops. He screamed at the responding cops and resisted arrest prior being taken into custody. So he's booked, then he's released. He goes to another Wawa store. He enters that one without a mask.
Yeah.
They complained there, too. When a customer said something to him, he punched that customer in the face.
Oh.
He went to his car to get his pipe.
I'm going to go get it. Get the
I'm
going to
be right back.
Then he began waving his pipe around.
Uh-huh.
Cops called again.
So the cops didn't take his first pipe away, huh?
I guess not.
No.
Got a backup.
Backup pipe.
He does.
Backup.
Everybody does.
He probably does. Yeah. That's just a trunk full of pipes.
Yeah.
He's charged with 2 counts apiece of violating emergency orders, disorderly conduct, and failure to submit to fingerprinting. He was also charged with resisting arrest, making terroristic threats during an emergency, and possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. All the pipes.
Yeah.
Now he's being held in jail. They did not release him a second time. There is his mugshot.
Oh, looks like Bill Murray. Geez.
He does, like a like disaster.
Messed up Bill Murray.
Like a real messed up Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Bill Murray's drunk brother.
He's got a real short views about those masks. They're like, put a mask on, sir. He's like, I'm getting a pipe.
Yeah. You can't complain to that guy about anything. He'll crack your skull.
Yeah.
I'm going to crack your head wide open for saying that to me about that mask.
Sick of hearing about masks.
This old men, they just, you can't tell them what to do, right?
No.
They don't want to hear it from you.
No.
They'll be fine. They survived 70 years. They think they need a mask?
Exactly.
They don't think so.
Oh, yeah, I've got a mask right here with my pipe. Oh.
That neighbor I always talk about that I see, my old neighbor.
The cool guy one?
Yeah. He leaves. I think his family knows. It's a pandemic. He takes off. I don't know where he goes. He doesn't have a mask.
No, he's got no precautions.
You can't tell him to stay home and not wear a mask.
Where's he going, though?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
That's like, what does an old guy do?
Where your old neighbor is going?
It has to be the grocery store, right?
You think he's got an old whore?
No.
But you know what? My dad is kind of like this, where I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? Like, he was going to the grocery store more than anyone should. I'm like, Dad.
Like, more than normally.
It's a guy, yeah, I got meat yesterday. I got pasta today. I gotta go. I'm like, Dad.
Yeah, supposed to go
buy
every day.
I was like, please. Buy, like, 2 weeks of food at a time.
Right.
Go one time. There's no sports on, boy.
He's bored. Just That's, bored yeah. out of his mind. He's,
you're right. A lot of seniors are just bored looking for something to do.
Yeah.
I think my dad would get corona just to kill the boredom.
Oh, no.
He'd be like, hey, I might as well fight for my life. Wouldn't be the worst thing.
Something to do.
That's crazy.
Killing time.
My buddy says that about his mom, too, that she just wants to get away from her husband. So
right.
She goes to the grocery store for like a little thing every day just for something, just to get out of the house.
Well, listen, and that's why I don't think my mom is she's not fighting it.
She's like, oh, go ahead,
Bryster, get out. You know? So.
Yeah, I'll need a little time.
I have to call them all the time and see, like, what they're up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to give my parents a strict talking to because my dad was still, up until a couple weeks ago, still going out every day to pick up his paper and get a coffee. I'm
right.
Like, Dad, you can't. Do you understand staying home means staying home? He's like, David, it's just a paper. I'm like, yeah, but they deliver those things. Sign up for freaking delivery if you want it every day.
Yep.
Well, fine. I was re-outing. You're allowed to walk.
Is he still walking?
That's fine. Yeah, he's still walking.
That's good.
But he had his little routine, right? He'd get up in the morning, he'd get his paper, he'd get his coffee, he'd go sit, he'd read it, then he'd go for his walk. Like, routines aren't routine anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Just want to keep them alive, for God's sakes. Talking to them like kids.
I know.
There's a 99-year-old World War II vet in England named Tom Moore. He broke his hip recently. He's raising money for charity by walking back and forth on his patio. But he can only go about 75 feet at a time.
Yeah.
His goal is to do that 100 times before his 100th birthday later this month. He's hoping to raise, he was hoping to raise $1,200 for the National Health Service. Last I checked early this morning, he was at $500,000.
Oh, my God. That's worked.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he's nowhere near finished yet.
No.
That's so cool. 99-year-old vet.
Yeah. 99 years old.
He's like, I'll walk to cure. I'll walk till there's a goddamn cure.
I won't stop.
No, I'm not going to stop. $1,200 should do it.
Yep, because he doesn't have any concept of money.
$1,200.
I figure they need about $1,200 to get a cure for this thing. I've been crunching the numbers on this COVID. I had it all up. $1,200. We should get this thing all wrapped up.
Then we can get back out on the streets.
And we can shop and touch each other and have sex again. And we're dancing. Dancing in the streets.
$1,200.
$1,200.
Yeah.
$1,200. I know it's a lot. You guys want that in silver? Or you want, how do you want it?
Someone probably said, hey, listen, like he hasn't even checked it himself. People are probably like, dude, it's at 500,000 right now. I was like, shut up.
There's no way. I need that 1200.
That's hilarious. He can't check it.
No, he doesn't even know how. Doesn't even know how.
They don't know how to take the money out to give it to the health people.
Yeah, $500,000 as of that was like at 5 o'clock this morning. So it's probably even more.
That's crazy. Good for him.
It can be hard to get any alone time right now other than those sweet, sweet moments when you're sitting on the can. And now there's an app that wants to help you make the most of your alone time on the toilet. It's called Clementine. All right. And it's filled with meditation sessions that last 5 minutes and 18 seconds. Enough time, they say, to do your business. The app uses a form of hypnosis to quickly engage your brain, get you into a meditative state, and it'll help you de-stress, all before you wipe and flush.
James, you need to do this.
I know. I actually thought about this when Dave sent me the post. I'm like, I have to look into this one. I mean, it's going to really interfere with my social media time because that's when I spend. Mm-hmm. I send my best tweets from the toilet.
Oh, lovely.
Well, that could hurt. That could suffer if you start this.
Yeah, but I think if he mixes this in just once in a while, it could like de-stress you a lot.
Like, so maybe like, instead of deucing three times a day and being on Twitter the whole time, I can meditate one of the three times.
Exactly.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Exactly.
So this app hypnotizes you while you poop?
Yeah, it's ass hypnosis.
It's dangerous. You could
I'm not messing with
out.
That, dog. I'm not messing with a hypnotic phone.
The toilet.
That's the idea is my phone hypnotizing me.
I'm hypnotized with my pants down.
That is.
Imagine.
Andy. Mm-hmm. Wake up, Andy.
Andy, get out of there.
Snap your... Oh, the claps did it. The claps did it. Thank you, Lisa. They have been trapped in a vegetative state for 2 hours.
Listen to my voice. On the count of three, you're awake if you hear a snap. One, two, three.
Move! How long have I been in the bathroom?
Hours. Oh, my God. It's been so long.
That goddamn app. I thought it was going to calm me down.
It puts you right out.
Hypnotize me right up.
We've been waiting to try and get in there.
Something's goofy with it, dude. Don't do it.
I won't try any of the hypnosis, man. Dude, I'm not trying any of it.
I'm not having anybody retool the masterpiece that is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a lot of that on YouTube, hypnotic.
I don't
really
like it.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing any of it.
Chuck's always been super worried about doing any hypnosis. Yes. It's always been like a big fear of his.
Mm-hmm.
So all right, what are they gonna unlock that's up there?
Yeah, you're worried.
Something's up
that.
There.
I'm with you on that. It freaks me out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Just yesterday, we were talking about the couple that has fallen in love with a sex doll.
Yeah.
Says it saved their marriage,
yeah.
Right? And a sex doll that has a, they've given a Scottish accent to.
Yes.
AI, and she can speak and have conversations with them.
She's 50 times hotter than the actual wife.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But imagine watching Beauty and the Beast and getting all turned on by the objects that come to life. There's a woman named Amanda Liberty. She's in Leeds, England. Amanda's in her 30s. But she's in a long-term relationship with someone much older. A 92-year-old German chandelier.
Is she another? Isn't there another lady that
there was a chick that married a fence, wasn't there? Did she marry a fence?
They married lots of things
or
over
a building?
There, is there another chandelier lady?
This woman, she's sexually attracted to chandeliers. This one in particular. Here's a picture of her, by the way.
Oh, God.
Her and her chandelier. We put a link to the story
on
the
www.chuckthefreak.com. You can already tell what she does to it.
Yeah, you know what she does.
Looks like it would hurt.
You got that
she
right.
She recently got upset after the British tabloid The Sun included her in an article mocking her relationship with the chandelier and implied she was crazy. She was also mad they said she was married to the chandelier when they're actually just engaged. They haven't officially gotten married yet. Mm-hmm. So she went to the group that regulates the press. She argued her attraction should be considered a protected sexual orientation.
Hmm.
Well, yesterday the group ruled against her.
Oh,
of course. They found that their code only provides protection to individuals in relation to their sexual orientation towards other persons, not towards objects.
Is that a tough time finding a guy in the UK? Because there's so many women that are married to objects.
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Right? Ghosts, buildings, Ferris wheels.
All sorts of things.
They marry a lot of non-living things.
I think this is an interview with her here. This is the woman.
You ready for this?
Plans to marry.
Was that the chandelier?
That's one of them. She probably thinks a bunch are hot.
There we go. Yeah, let's take
that one's a real slut,
woman.
That chandelier.
It's
plans
German.
To marry 91-year-old chandelier. She's British. The chandelier's German. Oh, my God. She's making out with it.
Hmm. Ew. Hello. Christ. My name's Amanda Liberty. I'm in love with chandeliers, and I'm making a commitment to my favorite one.
She's got quite a body shape.
Love you.
What do you describe it as?
Pear.
I first fell in love with chandeliers 3 years ago when I walked into an antique shop and saw Luna over there looking at me.
She names them.
I just had to have her. And from
Rubber?
Then, my love for them has blossomed into something totally amazing and something I never realized or imagined could ever happen to me.
She's banging them.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
Oh, no, that's an open-mouth kiss on that.
Did she French the chandelier?
It was an open-mouth kiss, that's for sure.
When that chandelier won that court case, it was like, this is a small victory for justice.
Yeah.
I was living quite a shocking existence with this woman.
They probably let her keep them.
Oh, yeah, it was not about the chandeliers.
No,
it was about whether she could be declared that it was a protected sexual orientation. That was her chandelier. She bought them.
I'm not sure what's wrong with her, but there's something really wrong.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
You could hear it the way she talks, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's something going on.
Liberty. I'm in love with chandeliers, and I'm making a commitment to my favorite one, Lumiere. Love you.
Oh, my God.
Poor thing.
Ooh.
I first fell in love with chandeliers 3 years ago.
Oh, no.
When I walked into an antique shop and saw Luna over there looking at me, and I just had to have her. And from then, my love for them has blossomed into something
schizophrenia.
Totally amazing, something I never realized or imagined could ever happen to me.
Has she put any of these guys, seriously?
What, Chuck?
Yes,
I don't know what you're going to ask.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
The candelabra.
Been inside of her?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Every one of those.
take the value down.
Yeah. I'm not going to buy it at a resale shop.
No.
Yeah. You got to really look at your chandelier histories these days.
Mm-hmm. You're like, is this
that just seals the deal? I would never buy a chandelier from the UK just in case. All chandeliers smart. From the UK are banned from
They're
me.
They're now banned. You shoot me straight, London Larry. Is this chandelier a virgin?
Wow.
That's wild. They'll just throw anybody on TV in Britain.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, it's true. Sure they will. They let you just...
They're like, you're a real freak.
No one says, hey, man, let's get this chick some meds.
Yeah, no.
They're just like, no, just give her more chandeliers.
I'd like to put her on TV, and then I'd like to get her on New York Post.
Yeah.
And do that, and then
kiss
start.
It. Can you kiss it for us?
Her family had watched her on TV.
Oh, yeah.
You know, could you imagine? You're like, get off TV!
I kind of thinking too, like that's someone's daughter. Imagine that's your kid. That's
your kid.
My kid's in love with a chandelier. Oh man!
Oh man! You just hope. That,
you'd hate to see it.
You do.
I guess she also had a relationship with the Statue of Liberty.
Well, she did have the Statue of Liberty in the background.
Yeah, she
there.
She did. I saw that.
Oh boy!
Look, there she is.
Okay. She
there
definitely
she is
bangs it
with a chandelier. Oh my God, this woman's insane.
She bangs it for sure.
Come on, that's someone's kid.
There is such a thing as love at first sight, and for me that works with chandeliers, but I'm still a very valued member of society. I'm Amanda Liberty, I'm 33 years old, and I'm in an open relationship with a lot of my beautiful chandeliers that I've got all around me.
Oh,
now,
boy, don't
the reason why Lumiere wears a ring, and I wear the ring on my finger from Lumiere, because she was actually the second chandelier that I got.
She's a lesbian.
I had her shipped from Germany over here, and that was such a big deal. At the time, you know, it still is now, you know, I just fell in love with her on eBay, basically. And to get us sent over here.
Her Tinder is eBay.
The first
her Tinder is eBay, and she's into female chandeliers.
Damn.
She likes to scissor the lights.
Chandelier obsession with the USA, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't intending to buy a chandelier. I didn't even know that that was what I was going to go for. For years now, I have loved chandeliers. In that I've admired them for years. I've loved the way that they've looked. I've loved the way that the light catches on the little crystals. And
she's
I've
rubbing that thing like she's
going
to get a
hand
job right
now.
Look at
what she's doing.
Just
she did the thumb trick.
She was jerking off
she
one
did
of
the thumb trick.
One of the chandeliers.
Oh, boy.
To me, possess energy. Just like anybody who falls in love with somebody else, they want to be close to them. And so I enjoy being close to my chandeliers. And Jewel accompanies me in bed most nights. In fact, they've always got a chandelier in bed with me whenever it is possible. I'm that sort of person who has a collecting nature about me. You know, a lot of people want to be cuddled back or kissed back or be told, I love you or whatever. I don't have no requirements for that because I just know that information. You know, and Jewel, for instance, has her arms. You know, she can have her arms around me when I'm cuddling her like that, for instance. I feel like she's cuddling me back.
My goodness.
Huh, I really let her roll, man, for a while. I said, get 5 minutes of her. Really just freaking out.
Set up a tripod, hit record.
The article says Amanda's first boyfriend was a drum kit, but her tastes have changed as she got older and became a chandelier lady.
You can't be into rock bands and that your whole life, you know?
And by the way, she's Amanda Liberty. She changed her last name to Liberty after getting engaged to the Statue of Liberty.
Oh. There's thousands of statues of Liberty all over her place, and they've all been inside her.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
They have.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but they
torch
have.
Of Liberty has been
oh, my God. That
right
torch. Take a swab of that torch.
Oh, no.
Take a swab.
Juices.
Yep.
Better hope she never Ghostbusters 2 action that
it's
Liberty.
Just, what's crazy is that you can. She's got a ton of stuff. So she has a job. or she's being taken care of by the state.
She's probably being taken care of. I don't think she could hold the job.
I don't know. Her collection doesn't seem that extravagant.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
She had a pretty nice house, and she's not living on Skid Row by any means.
Imagine right now you had to offload a chandelier, though. Like, I know exactly. I'd be trying to contact her. I'd be like, listen, look at this thing.
It said it told me it fell in love with you. It would like to be with you.
Yeah.
Just start emailing her as the chandelier.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Catfished by a chandelier.
Well, it doesn't say about her work. It just says her dream job would be to work in public buildings like Buckingham Palace, looking after the grand chandeliers that they have.
Oh, my God. I'd find her riding it at night.
I'll never be allowed near Buckingham Palace.
No, you think not?
Like, oh, my God.
A total lunatic.
What is on her shirt? Is it just berries, different berries?
Yeah, I think flowers. It's flowers.
Flowers and berries.
Yeah, six flowers, shirts, USA flags.
The wild living room she has.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not a cheap place she has there. It's she must have do something.
You'd think so. Or
it doesn't say, though.
I don't know.
Maybe her parents left her money or something.
But she's been this way since she was young.
Yeah, like, she was in love with her first relationship was a drum kit.
A drum kit. I mean...
Thank God Zane stopped liking vacuums.
Oh, my God, Dave. If he marries
if
vacuums.
If he was one of these guys that was kissing a vacuum right now, that's it. That's it. I'd be in an asylum. You'd have to lock me up. I would have lost my mind.
Oh, I don't know what you would have done. Oh, honestly, I don't know.
That would be the end of Dave.
I don't know what
you would have
done.
Myself.
He's in bed with one. Oh,
my God.
No.
Oh, he's on one of these dumb shows and snuggling up to a vacuum cleaner. Sweet Jesus.
You just have to hope everyone related to her is gone.
It seems
that way.
You know?
Because somebody should have stepped in. A brother.
Yeah.
They should have said, stop talking to the news about how you have sex with these chandeliers. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah, I'll never stop talking to them.
Stop this. God. You're on New York Post.
I love them.
And the Sun. You were giving a hand job to a chandelier in a video.
She was giving it a hand job, guys. She was like almost doing a little bit of the salt and pepper grinder.
Yeah, she twisted.
And then she did the thumb trick. Jesus.
So highly
And it's a girl, so I don't know why she's doing any of those.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
I don't know.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.